snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. Thanks for tuning in for another week. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, where we broadcast sounds from a long, long way away from where I'm sitting right now, Australia. I'm sitting in the Pacific Northwest region of Canada, Vancouver to be precise, where the show is broadcast. But you can hear it online anywhere in the world at, well, live, citr.ca, but you can catch the podcast anytime at ozstranded.com. And I was just waving actually through the window there to I had a chance meeting with a lovely lady named Stephanie, who was here visiting the station where her daughter is doing some kind of internship. And it turns out Stephanie's a huge local music fan and gets out and supports a lot of bands, especially of the heavier variety. And she just wrote down a whole bunch of great Vancouver bands for me. And it's going to take me quite a while to get through these, but I'm going to start, I think, towards the end of the show today. I'm going to play a few of these that Stephanie wrote down. So thank you, Stephanie, as she waves through the window and vacates the station. So that's something to look forward to. But we're going to start on a very different note, at a more mellow folky note at the start of the show. In fact, I'm going to play music from, this is a compilation. This is a CD that I bought for $2. I can't even remember where. I think at a truck stop or something like that. And it's called The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. And it's, well, I'll read you the back here. Canada offers every imaginable kind of music, which somehow seems only fitting for such a vastly varied and rich land. As a new nation built on immigration and cultural mixing, it is one where artists bend and even defy traditional boundaries, including Celtic fiddle traditions of Cape Breton, Quebecois chanson, Inuit throat singing, and more. The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada focuses on some of the longest-standing roots music traditions created in established cultural communities, together with some of the newer hybrids those styles have created. So I thought I'd play for you a handful of the songs that are on this CD. It's going to be a great education for me. Some interesting Canadian music of the less contemporary kind, because we do play a lot of new music on the show. So let's get into it. And we'll start with a very well-regarded folk singer by the name of Stan Rogers. So this guy was noted for his rich baritone voice and finely crafted traditional sounding songs. And a lot of his songs referenced the lives of daily working people in the lyrics, mostly around people, folks from the maritime provinces. So Stan Rogers, apparently he died on an Air Canada flight in, I'm not sure what year, but he was only 33 years old. So that's interesting. I wonder how many songs he left behind. Well, we're going to play one of them right now anyway. So this is a very old folk song by a gentleman named Stan Rogers. The song is called Northwest Passage. It doesn't get much more Canadian than this to start the show. You're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died. Seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
stars were shooting everywhere.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, we're back here on Stranded, and something a little different to start with. I guess a bit of a more world music kind of feel, and really old folk songs, because the first song I played was by a guy named Stan Rogers, who is a super old school Canadian folk guy who he died when he was only 33 years old in a plane crash a long, long time ago, and he wrote a lot of old songs about the working people of the Maritimes. So I played for you a purely vocal version of a song that he did. And that song was called Northwest Passage. And then next up was Bruce Coburn with Creation Dream. And then we finished up with Natalie McMaster, a fiddle tune there. So she's from Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia. And yeah, Natalie McMaster. So I got these from this CD. I can't remember where I found it, but I bought it for $2 somewhere. It's called The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. So, yeah, I guess kind of world music flavored for the masses, for people to get a sense of what Canadian music's about. I'm going to play some more of this another week. And there's some really good First Nations music on here. And also a band, the Rio Statics. I've heard they're pretty good. So, yeah, we'll get to that another time. But I think it's time to get into some brand new music from Australia now. The Church. Absolutely legendary band, and I'm going to be playing a lot of the music from The Church in the next few weeks because they are playing in Vancouver. This is extraordinary. On the 23rd of February, they're actually going to be playing here at the Rio Theatre, and I'm really excited. They've been around since the very early 80s, and they are just a fantastic band featuring Steve Kilby on vocals and lyric duties, and it was previously Peter Coppers on one guitar and Marty Wilson Piper on the other, but that very, very long running makeup of the band is no more, because Marty left to go to Sweden and didn't choose to record the new album with the guys, so they got a new guitarist who was previously in a band called Powderfinger. Caused a big furor in, I guess, with a lot of hardcore Church fans. I guess I was one of the skeptical ones too, but you know, the new album is typically in strong form of their lush psychedelic kind of soundscape music with great sort of transcendental lyrics from Steve Kilby over the top. So let's play for you the latest single. It's called Vanishing Man. And there's a really cool film clip that they put together with, it's basically a whole bunch of paintings that Steve Kilby made. And it's so a lot of those are interspersed throughout the clip. So here it is, Vanishing Man by The Church, the latest single. And I sure am looking forward to seeing them live very soon. Back. He'll grin.
tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. At the top of the set was the brand new single from The Church. Their latest album is called Further Deeper, and it really is further deeper into their beautiful, lush, psychedelic headspace, featuring, of course, Steve Kilby there, always on vocals. But there's a brand new guitarist because Marty Wilson Piper is no longer in the band, and it caused a lot of upset, I guess, in the very dedicated Church loyal fans around the world. But all reports are that Ian Haig has stepped in well. And I mean, at the very least, Steve Kilby is still believing that the band is as strong as ever. And it is a good album. And they're back in North America very soon, playing in Vancouver even on the 23rd of February. And that excites me greatly. Up after that was a very unusual song by a guy named Johnny Telephone, T-E-L-A-F-O-N-E. He's an Australian artist. The song was called Inferno. And finally was Ocean Leaves. So we actually interviewed the guy Timothy Poitras from the band. He's the ringleader of the band. We interviewed him actually on the phone last year. If you want to check out any of the old interviews we've done, go to ozstranded.com and type in Ocean Leaves into the archive bit, and you'll find the interview we recorded him. He's actually interesting because he's from Canada. He's Canadian, but he's relocated to Australia, so he's done the opposite of what I've done. And he started out as a solo guy, but he's joined forces with a whole bunch of people, and they're based in Brisbane, and they have a debut EP called the EP is called Always Is the Time to Do Anything, to make everything. Always is the time to make everything. And a song we just heard there was called Skin. So you are on Stranded. We're going to get into some new music from Vancouver, some heavy music actually, that a new friend I just met named Stephanie, she's recommended a bunch of bands. But in the meantime, let's get back into some more Australian music. This is The Bamboos with Avenger from the album Fever in the Road.
I'm
me those stormy clouds swirling in your eyes. What's with those nasty words that you said last night? It's bringing me down and making me think twice. Spending your time hiding the day away. Something that I think I fell in love with you again last night, darling. But I know something.
another Saturday morning, and I cannot get out of bed. Despite the million things I should be doing instead, there's a pile of papers on my desk, my house is a mess, and there are bills to be paid. But maybe if I lay here long enough, they will somehow magically go away, go away. So I'm looking for a quiet place where I can feel at ease. What do we have to wait until we're dead to feel at peace? Wanna RIP while I'm alive? Don't wanna have to wait until I die. Wanna RIP right here and now. Don't wanna have to wait till I'm in the ground. In the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the ground. In the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the. Another Saturday morning and I'm still stuck in this bed. Feel the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I wake feeling dread. 'Cause there seems too much to do and too little time, and it just doesn't seem like this life is mine. And I'm in such a hurry to get somewhere, but where that is, I don't even care. So I'm looking for a quiet place where I can feel at ease. What do we have to wait? Feel at peace. Wanna RIP while I'm alive. Don't wanna have to wait until I die. Wanna RIP right here and now. Don't wanna have to wait till I'm in the ground. In the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the ground. In the ground, in the ground, in the ground, in the with everything I've been supposed to do. I'm leaving the dishes on the table. Right now I'm just not able. I'm leaving the bills unpaid in bed. It's where I'm gonna stay. Don't wanna die before I'm dead. So I'm gonna RIP instead. So I'm looking for a quiet place where I can feel at ease. What do we have to wait until we're dead to feel at ease?
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and die.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. This is Stranded. You can catch us online anytime. OZSTRANDED radio.com. And also on Twitter at AusStranded. So that was Tatiana Speed with a song called RIP, and before that was Jacqueline Dawn with two of her tracks, and both of those artists are Vancouver based, and the reason I played them was that they're playing this coming Sunday night for the very next Stranded Sunday sessions. So here on the show we've been putting on, this is the fifth in a row now, the second Sunday of every month, in the side room of the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street. It's called the North Stage. And we host two headline acts. And I am performing as the opening act. And my name is M. Lund. And so you'll be hearing those two artists that you just heard as the two headliners. So Jacqueline Dawn, beautiful voice. I met her at an open mic where I learnt to play and sing. It got my gained my confidence. Thanks to Jacqueline. She hosts the open mic, or did. It's no longer around. But Tatiana Speed also will be playing, and that was her song R.I.P. So from 9 p.m. in the North Stage of the Railway Club, if you're listening in Vancouver, you can go along to that, and I'd love to see you there. I'm going to keep it up. They're happy. The club is happy to have us, and there's no shortage of great people to play, and it's a really cool vibe. It's intimate. It's small. We've done four in a row, and they've been great. So please do come. 9 p.m. Sunday, the 8th, Railway Club. It's the Stranded Sunday Sessions number 5. So at the start of the show, I mentioned that I just had a chance meeting with a lovely lady here. Her name's Stephanie, and she was actually at the station here visiting her daughter, who was doing an internship. And turns out that Stephanie is a huge local music fan and goes to a lot of shows, and she wrote down a whole bunch of heavy music recommendations, which I'm very happy about. And I'm going to play for you at least one track right now. I've got a big list, so there's plenty to get to over the weeks. But this was one band she really raved about on the scene at the moment. They're called Waingro, W-A-I-N-G-R-O. She really liked them. I don't think she picked out a specific song, so I'm gonna play for you the first song here I can find on their Bandcamp. It's called Firebird. So I'm excited to hear what these guys sound like. They're from Vancouver, BC. Waingro, as recommended by new friend Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, so that was Wayne Grove from Vancouver with a song called Firebird. And we are out of time this week. Sports broadcast is right on now. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And we're online, ozstranded.com, ozstrandedradio.com, and at Twitter, at ozstranded. And we'll be back next week. And don't forget the Stranded Sunday sessions this Sunday night. If you're in Vancouver, the Railway Club, the North Stage, from 9 p.m., I'm playing M. Lund as the opening act, and the headliners this month are Jacqueline Dawn and Tatiana Speed. Get on down. It's a really cool, intimate vibe for acoustic bass music. And no excuses, because it's a Monday public holiday. Bye for now. I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next time.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scatulia, Talib, Sin, Homasque, Mustail.
Standings with UBC sitting right behind in third, and this is the third meeting of these two squads as they met earlier back in November.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, a great battle tonight. Past two meetings, in November 21st and 22nd, Manitoba coming out with both wins, a 2-1 win on the Friday and a 3-1 win on the Saturday. So let's just look for both teams to give it their all, like CJ said, battling for playoff position. Both have already clinched playoffs, so just want to kind of get as high a seed as possible to get ready for playoffs.
Yeah, Manitoba currently in second at 50 points at 18-5-1. UBC right on their tail with 48 points, 15-5-4. So UBC with a win in regulation today, they'd earn 3 points, and they would hop over Manitoba in that second playoff spot, and that would earn them a first-round bye, ever so crucial. And we are underway here at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center with UBC heading from left to right. We're in their home blue jerseys with the gold and white trim. And we got a quick whistle off the bat as the puck actually went down the sweater of Nicole Saxvik and comes out, and we'll resume play in the neutral zone.
Good start to the game. Both teams went for a quick dump in, but as we said, yeah, the puck just got stuck in UBC's equipment, and we got a face-off just outside the blue line on Manitoba's side of the ice.
Goalies in this evening's contest, UBC Danielle Dubé, who's been on fire. It's almost kind of an understatement after she's returned from injury in this second half of the season. 4-0-0 in four starts. The goals against average of .75 and a save percentage of 0.961. So just continue that trend tonight as UBC.